Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In 3, 2, 1.
7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie Okle and this is the Sweat 7.
You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes.
Stop immediately if you feel unwell.
Welcome back, Sweat 7ers. Almost has a ring to it. We're going to be working through an upper body workout today. So 30 seconds on each of these exercises with 30 seconds off in between. I'm going to talk you through them. If any of them sound like they don't make sense, make sure you check out the animations before we start over on Instagram at the Sweat 7 Pod. We're going to be starting off with some ankle taps from your high plank position, then taking it down to the ground for dorsal raises, lifting up through the lower back, back to that high plank for one press up, one downward dog on repeat, and then onto your back for some bicycle crunches before we come back to that high plank for a triple shoulder taps, high plank hold, press ups. So it's heavy work on the shoulders and on the core, which is why we have that 30 seconds to recover in between each exercise. We're going to get started with those ankle taps. So 10, reaching opposite 9, hand to opposite 8, ankle from your 7, high plank position. 6, we go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Go. So ankle taps to start with, reaching opposite hand to opposite ankle or your shin if that's where we can manage for now. Just waking up into the shoulders, into the core, finding that range, finding that balance, finding that control. We're already past the halfway point, 10 more seconds on these ankle taps and in 30 seconds to recover. You got 5, 3, 2, 1. So we're going to stay on the mat. You're going to bring it all the way down onto your stomach. Bring your hands either behind your head or at your temples. And we're going to lift through your dorsal raises, sometimes known as Supermans. So starting with your forehead on the mat and then lifting up, holding for maybe a second at the top, and then lowering the chest back down to the mat.
10, 9, 8.
So nice, 7, and controlled through
6,
these.
5, 4.
In 3, 2, 1. So we lift through the lower back and we lower. Take your time with these. Control them. We're not trying to rattle through them and kind of jerk through the back. We're just finding that control in the back part of our body that we don't often get to work with when we're at home. You are halfway through these. Lifting up a tiny bit higher each time. 10 more seconds. You've got another 5, 3. 2, 1. Great work. So from there, we're going to come back to that original high plank position and we're going to go through one press up into one downward dog. Now, I normally say do the press ups on your knees or on your feet. I want you to try for this round, because it is an upper body 30-30 day, to do the press ups on your feet. Just see how low you can get and then we push back into that downward dog before coming back into your press up. We're going in 5 seconds time.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Go. So one press up and then pushing back into one downward dog, rolling it back to that high plank, dropping down into your press up and pushing back to that down dog. If it feels like a lot on your shoulders, by all means, bring it down, shake those arms out, come back to it. But try and keep it on your feet if you can for the next 10 seconds. Dropping as low as you can in that push-up. And you got 5, 3, 2, 1. Great work. If that is the first time that you have spent 30 seconds on your feet for push-ups, then well done. That is a real achievement already. More to come. You're going to bring it onto your back for your bicycle crunches now. So lower back stays on the floor, hands come to your temples, we twist opposite elbow to opposite knee in 10 seconds time.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4.
Crunches in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So working on range here with your bicycle crunches, twisting that opposite elbow all the way to opposite knee, but trying not to bring the elbows in towards each other. So keeping them out nice and wide as we twist through that move, one side and then the other. You are halfway through. Keep it coming. Bicycle crunches for another 10 seconds. Point in the toes, extending that straight leg all the way out. You've got 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Great work. So we flip it back to that high plank position. We come into your shoulder taps. So finding a real solid supported high plank position. You are going to reach one hand to your opposite shoulder and then the other side, taking your time with these. Now we've got 3 back-to-back high plank position exercises, your shoulder taps and then your high plank hold and then your press ups. We go in 5 seconds.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Go. So shoulder taps, really active through that high plank and then reaching one hand to opposite shoulder but not letting those hips drop, not letting them swing from side to side. We control it. 30 seconds of work, 30 seconds of rest, which means we can really challenge ourselves in this 30 seconds, knowing we've got time to recover before the next one. 10 more seconds here. Good. 5 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
And rest.
Great work. Bring it down to your knees. So if that felt like a long time on your shoulder taps, hopefully this will feel like a long time that you get to recover. Next move is almost exactly the same, but you get the extra support of the other arm. So we're going to come into a high plank hold. And as ever with any of these, I just want you to really challenge yourself with them. So can you round through the shoulders 10, as you push the ground 9, away? Can you 8, keep your feet together? 7, can you keep that 6, pelvis tilted 5, under?
4,
you've got 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Hold that high plank, so super active, pushing the ground away, keeping the neck nice and long, shoulders away from the ears. All about form on this exercise, all about holding that position. See if you can see your reflection in any surfaces or a mirror in the house, have a little look. Are those hips nice and level with the shoulders, or are they dropping down towards the ground or pushing up towards the ceiling? We've got 3, 2, 1. Great work. So from that position where we were in our high plank hold, that is the top of your push-up, and we're going to move through push-ups. So from all the way there at the top, dropping the chest to about an inch from the ground and then pushing back up. I want you to start these push-ups on your feet. If you need to drop to your knees halfway through, that is fine, but in 10 seconds time,
9,
we're all going to start 8, with at least that
7,
first push-up on our
6,
feet in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
30 seconds of straight push-ups to finish. If you've got your push-ups down, then you might just be rattling out as many as you can in 30 seconds, and that's fine. Whatever is a challenge for you here. So if it's just to continue for the full 30 seconds, if it's to get 1 or 2 or 3 or all of them done on your feet, this is it. It's the last exercise of this workout, and there's 10 seconds left of it. So make it count, make it yours, own it. 5 seconds. 3, 3, 2, 1. Superb work, well done. Give those shoulders a little bit of a shake out. Rest them away from your ears. Maybe drop one ear to one shoulder and then same thing on the other side. Great job. Have a lovely weekend if you are indeed doing this on a Friday, and I will see you back here next time for more Sweat 7.
Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Yokel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.